Parshas Nitzavim, Beis Tvila, Tov Shin Ayin Hey, for the last time. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. We're all here in front of Hashem. Rasheichem, Shivteichem, Zikneichem, V'Shoitreichem, Kol Ish Yisrael. Tapchem Nesheichem. All together to be part of the bris and the olo of with Hashem. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, right here. Atem nitzavim hayoim. Today, says the Medrash, Mahayoim Meir Pa'amim Umafil Pa'amim. Sometimes the days are bright, sometimes the days are foggy, sandstorms, pollution in the air. Umafil, the days are not shining. The different types of days. Good days and difficult days. Days which are clear and days which are covered, clouded. But you know what? Afatem keshafeilo lochem. Likewise, when Am Yisrael are having a cloudy day, there's a hester upon him. But osli lo'ir lochem or oilam. But still, you should know, eventually you'll get to the clear light. Shenemar vayolachol Hashem lor oilam. You will get to the clarity, to the gilu shchina. When? How are we going to make it? Eimosai bizman shetiukulchem agudo achas. When you all one bundle, what together? Shenemar Chaim Kulchem Hayoim. If we're all together, Am Yisrael are bounded together, then we'll get the clarity, we'll get the Kiruas Hashem. Says the Medrash, B'noig Sheba'ilam, it is the way of the world. Im Noitel Odom Aguda Shel Kohanim. If a person takes a bundle of canes, Shema Yochel LeShavram, the Vasachas, could he break them in one grow? He can't. Yet, V'ilu Noitlon Achas, he will take every cane to itself. Afilu Tinoik Meshavram, even a child could snap a cane. And therefore, says Medrash, if we all be together, Keshem Agudim Mekaplim Pnei Hashchina. This in fact is a Rosh Hashanah message. If we all together, we all unite to do Avodas Hashem, then the sun will shine. Atem, that's what we need of him. That's how we'll be able to be strong and be successful. And this leads us to the point of Achdus and responsibility for each other. In the Sefer Chassidim, the Sefer Chassidim is one of the Rishonim. In Simon Tov Kuf Pei Tes, he makes the following observation. We say, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim, Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, Rosheichem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem, Veshotreichem, Kol Yish Yisrael. Then start the next pasuk, Tapchem. We're citing a list. The Rosheichem, Shotreichem, Kol Yish Yisrael. Now, since we continue the list, Tapchem, it should say V'tapchem. It should say Vav, because you have a new pasuk to make us aware that we're continuing the list. It should say V'tapchem. The next pasuk starts off by Tapchem. Says the Sefer Chassidim, the Torah is teaching us a message. that Kol Yisrael, we have to treat Kol Yisrael as Tapchem. Tapchem is not being said as a new part of the list. Rather, it's defining how to relate to Kol Yisrael. And says the Sefer Hasidim, Kol Yisrael, Avos ve'imahos zeh lazeh. Every person has to be a father and a mother to each other. Because it doesn't say v'tapchem, it says tapchem. Ela loymar, kol ish Yisrael yebeneichem ketapchem, letaken kol tzorkeichem, kol tzorkeichem. The same way a child, we're aware we have to take care of, we have to take responsibility for a child, make sure he has all his needs, take an interest, give him help, give him support. Likewise, kol ish Yisrael, tapchem. Every ish Yisrael has to be like your taf, like your child. That's what the Torah demands, the achrayus and the caring for Am Yisrael to each other. And this gives us the strength, this will make us strong. And atanitzovim ayoyim kulchem, if we're with the kulchem, we can stand and be successful. In the same vein, later on we come to the pasuk at the end of Sheni. At the end of pasuk of Ches, Perek Chof Tes, pasuk Chof Ches, Hanistorois Lashem Elokeinu, Vanigrois Lanu Ulufoneinu Adoilom, Laasois is called Divra Torah Azois. Rashi explains that Am Yisrael complaining, you're making us responsible for each other. Part of the bris is Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. We're responsible for each other. How can we be responsible for what our friend does in private that we don't know about? Therefore, says the Torah, Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, says Rashi, Im Toimu Mabe Odeinu Lasois. What Yochid has in his mind, he says, Shalom Yeli, so now we're all going to be punished for that. And then you say, this Mako is Eretzai. Says the Torah, no, Nistar is Hashem Elokeinu. What's Nistar from you, what you don't know about Hashem Elokeinu? But Niglois, what is revealed, is our responsibility. So we're responsible for each other. Now this responsibility we have, Nasu Arevim Zelazeh, is not a hypothetical Musar Dikarai concept. It is a binding halachic principle. The din is Yotzo Moitzi. Gemara says, a person who fulfilled his mitzvah can be made to someone else in the hospitals. Rosh Hashanah is coming, there'll be a Baal Tokea, and the Baal Tokea will be going from ward to ward blowing shofar for people who are in their bed, who can't come to shul. Now that Baal Tokea is going to make a bracha. Every single ward he's going to make another bracha. How can you make a bracha? For him he's very Yotzei mitzvah. How can we make a bracha? It's called Yotza Moiti. But why? What's the heta? What's the heta of him to make a bracha? The answer is because we all have arvos. Since we're responsible for someone else, we're responsible for his mitzvah, that enables us to make a bracha for him. How does that work? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Tzadik Dalad Tzadik Beis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if our fellow Jew we never met him before, we probably won't meet him again. If he wasn't Yotzei's mitzvah, we haven't been Yotzei's mitzvah. Therefore, the Baal Tekeah, even though he went to shul this morning and he was Tekeah, but if Yankala hasn't fulfilled his, hasn't yet heard shofar, then you haven't heard shofar. If he hasn't filled his mitzvah, you haven't filled your mitzvah. Because that's the Chiyuv Arvus, Nasa Arabian Zelazeh. It's a fascinating Shara Tzion in Siman Tov Reish Nun Hei. It says over there that find it. Oh, it says over there, if a person has a lulav and esrog and he has a friend in a distant city that doesn't have a lulav and esrog, doesn't have, it is better that you should borrow someone else's lulav and esrog and send your lulav and esrog out of tchum to a goy, so that he should, that your friend should get a mitzvah. Can you have your lulav and esrog, your private one? You could borrow from your friend. You have, but you have a person in a distant city outside tchum who doesn't have bichlal, doesn't have at all. So therefore, it's better that you should send to a goy, even though you're doing an issa, it's forbidden to go out of tchum. But shvus, the shvus, the mokim mitzvah. It is better that you should do that. That your friend should get a mitzvah. But says the Morgan Avraham, that's only true if your friend didn't have the money to buy lulav and esrog. But if your friend in distant city had the money, just he was lazy, he was a pesheya, he didn't bother to get hold to order lulav and esrog before the chag. If that's the case, says the Morgan Avraham, if your friend was a pasha, was negligent, we're not going to tell you should do a sin and tell a goy to do an issa of going outside home for your friend who was negligent. So don't. That's his problem. That's what the Morgan Avraham and Chayodim say. Says the Shara Tzion, ve'ein yodea mashayach b'zechet. Sharatzin in Tof Reish Nun Hei Siv Kotten Hei. Says the Sharatzin, I don't understand. What do you mean? What do you mean to sin? To do this for him? Because since we have Arvus, since we have a responsibility to make sure that our fellow Jewish friend Osik is Mekayim his mitzvah, says the Sharatzin, Im Yechsar Loi Hareyu Kilu Chaser Li. If he is missing his mitzvah, I am missing my mitzvah. Because we have a arvus. Right. And therefore, so what he sinned, so what he was negligent. But a maisa, b'di'evet, he himself has ability to ask a goy to bring him a lulav and esrog. Should he do it? Of course he has to. He has to. If he himself can find the goy to bring him a lulav and esrog, he's mechuyab to do shvus to shvus maki mitzvah. So therefore, same way he is mechuyab, I'm also mechuyab. Ma shayach bezechet. Metzorach iun. Badova. Says the Shara Tzion. The Mishnah Berurah in the Shara Tzion says, I don't understand. Mazik kashur, so he was negligent. But I have my responsibility. If he's missing his luluf, I am missing my luluf. And the same way that he's allowed to ask a goy to do it, bring it for him, so I can also ask a goy to bring it for, to take it for him. So we see the idea of arvus, that we're all responsible for each other. It's not just a hypothetical, nice musadikar idea. It's in fact in the halacha, and that's how we have to look at our fellow Jews. We're responsible to help them. Whoever can help someone is obligated to. If they don't do a mitzvah, we're not doing a mitzvah. And a person who has ability to stop a person doing a sin is also nitpas if he doesn't do that. In this parasha, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yutes, Haidoisi bochem hayoim es ha shamayim es oretz. החיים והמובס נוסעתי לפונך הברוכה והקרון. I've given you today the life and death הברוכה והקרון ובוכה אותו בחיים למען תחייתו וזרחו. Says the Torah, okay, I've given you the choice, but I also want you to choose life. I don't want you to choose the death. Says Rashi, אני מאיר לכם שתבחרו בחלק החיים. כאדם, האימא לחברוי, האימא לבנוי, בחר לך חלק יופי בנחלוס. He says, I want you to choose the good portion. And he takes his son to the good portion and says, take this, I want you to choose this. The Maisa in the Shari Tshuva Shargo Ois Yud Zayin says the Shari Tshuva, you should know that the Mailas HaElyonos, the most level, the highest level mitzvahs were given to us as a mitzvah, and he counts Bechar to Bechayim as a mitzvah. One of the mitzvahs we have is called Bechar to Bechayim, to choose life. Says the Charedim in Perek Aleph Oischof, it's the Perek about the mitzvahs esim in our Torah, hakluyas belev, things in our hearts that you can mekayim every single day. Says the Charedim, do you know what that means? It means every time a person has a nesoyon to do a chet, not to do a chet. I should eat this, I shouldn't eat this. I should get out of bed, I shouldn't get out of bed. I should say the following comment, or I shouldn't say the following comment. Every time a person has this shyness, we all have pira. So you'll be mekayim mitzvah. You know, you have a very tempting lashon hara to say. It's really fascinating. And you hold back. You decide not to say it. So you've been mekayim mitzvah eser pira of bochar to bachayim. You've been mekayim mitzvah eser of choosing chayim and not moves. Unbelievable. So every time we have a pira, so we're mekayim mitzvah eser deraisa. You have pira. Should I come to shul on time or should I come 5 minutes late? That's if you choose the chayim, besides doing the right thing and not doing the wrong thing, you mekayim mitzvah eser b'chira, mitzvah eser deraisa of bochar to b'chayim. Isn't that gewaldic? First, you all came today. I'm sure the Yetzer had lots of things you could do instead of coming. So there's a whole list of reasons not to come. You all came. You mekayim mitzvah eser b'chara to b'chayim. Besides the Talmud Torah, besides the Zchus HaRabim, incredible thing. Perek Lamed Pasuk Dalet. Says over there, Hashem is going to help us. Imi ani dachacho b'kzeh ha-shomayim v'shom ikabetzcha Hashem elokecho v'shom ikochecho. I'm going to bring you all back. And even the most far off, far off Jew, maybe he's in Alaska, Australia, New Zealand, I don't know where he is, Hawaii, אם נידחו בקצה השמיים, משום יקוחך. משום יקבצך השם אלוקיך, ומשום יקוחך. So, a question. Mikteh HaShomayim? Why does it say Mikteh HaShomayim? It should say Mikteh HaOretz. Im ye nizdachoch Mikteh HaShomayim, Shom Yikabetzcho. Why does it say Mikteh HaShomayim? Mikteh HaOretz, the most far off place in the world. That's where Hashem will take us back. Why does it say Mikteh HaShomayim? What? I can't hear you.
Maybe in the way we think or we behave, we are so far away from where we should be, we bring us back.
So in other words, oh, very good. Sasun the Sefer Megillat Yosef brings the name of his father. Not referring to the physical, physically the far away, and spiritually. Shomayim symbolizes ruchnius. And im ye nidachacho, mikzeh shomayim, the mamashki, they're at the end of the ruchnius, they're so far away, they're so unconnected. It's mamash mikzeh shomayim. It's at the very end, they're about to not be under shomayim at all. Far away. But Mishom Yikachecho. Hashem is promising us that as long as the Jew has some ruchnius, deep down he has some connection, Hashem will take us back, he'll bring him back. But if he's beyond the Shemaim, he's like completely disconnected, then Ein Mah Lasot. But if it's the Shemaim, there's epis, something there, then Hashem will bring him back. There's a Ramban in this week's parasha. Perek Lamed. Pasuk Vav. It says, "Mor Hashem Elokecho es levavcha v'levav zarecho. La'avos Hashem Elokecho b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecho l'man chayecho." Says the Ramban, "Mor Hashem Elokecho es levavcha. Zeu she'omu habol etaher metarim moisei." What does it mean? "Mor Hashem Elokecho." It's only after v'shafta. In Pasuk Beis it says, "V'shafta Hashem Elokecho." In Pasuk Beis it says that we'll come back. The result will be Hashem, Omar Hashem Elokechas Levavcha. Here we learn Abol Tahir Matari Noisai. We do our part, we'll get the Siyata Dishmaya. And this is very in line with what Rabbi Yoina writes in Shara Tshuva in the first parak. That Mokim She'en Yad Tiba Maseges, where a person, he can't go further anymore. He's done his max. Then a Kosh Baruch will give a Ruach Tahara. That's why in Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, we maybe feel overwhelmed. But that's a mistake. Because you do what you can do, then you get the Siyat Dishmaya. Bola Tahir, Matari Noisai. The shafta. He did the shafta, but he gets a result of Mar Hashem Elokecha. Okay, so he made steps, came back, but Ma'aseh he was zeicher. It's Mar Hashem Elokecha. So the Rav says on Bana, "Bol Tahir Matari Noisai." Rav Zelig Epstein, who was the Mashgiach in Tor, he would say that Avodas Elul is the regular avodah of the whole year round. We don't do anything different on Elul. We have a regular life, but we're supposed to make it deeper. To be zbeinen, to think what we're doing. We live our regular way, but we think what we do. In the Yalkut Shimoni, in Shoftim, on the Pasuk, on Shoftim Dalet, Pasuk Beis, it says, Dvora Isha Nevia, Eishes Lapidais, He Shoftais Yisrael Be'esahi. That Dvora was a Nevia. And ask the Medrash, why? Who needs her? Why she Nevia? Mativa She Dvora She Nisnapis. The Shofta is some. We have Pinchas. Why did she merit? Who needed her to be a Nevi'ah and to judge the people? Says the Medrash, the Yalkut, Made any Shemayim v'aretz. The fi ma'isav shel Odom ruach hakodesh or olav. Through a person's deeds, he gets ruach hakodesh. The what? That omru b'ayla shel dvoira am aretz haya. Her husband was an ignoramus, was an Amoritz. She told him, let's make psilois, let's make wicks for the Mikdash. This will have a chedik in the Mikdash. Says the Medrash, Vihimis Bainenes. She was thinking what to do, how to make it better. V'oisa psilois avais. And she made the wicks thicker. Kedeshi Oyra Murbe, to increase their light. Vakadish Borhu Boychen Libois Vaklayos. Hashem who sees what's in her heart. Omalot Voira. At Niskavant La Harbois Oyri. You want to increase my light. Afani Arbe Oyrech Behuda Yushalayim Kenegad Yud Beishvatim. You want to increase my light. I will increase your light. And she was Zeichet to be in a Vir. So we see from here that she didn't do anything extra. Just he is boinenes. Try to improve what you're going to do anyway. See, it wasn't the fact she gave the wicks, but the fact she made the wicks bigger. He is boinenes. And that's how she was zeicha to Ruach HaKodesh. So therefore, that's what I once heard from Abishua Diskin. And therefore, if we can improve our regular Veda, when the last Shabbos this year, a regular Shabbos, we do everything the same. But Mizboinenes, with a Mizboinenes, which means Boin, to make it better, let's make sure that we'll come to Shabbos on time, calmly, peacefully. Let's make sure that we'll be trying to elevate ourselves in a regular way. When we daven, when we interact with our family, that will surely bring us great bracha. In Perikov Tess, Vahoyo Beshomo is Divola Zois, Vriz Barak Beliboy Vaymor, Sholem Yali, Kibeshrius Libi Elech, Vayova Hashem Slechlo. The guy says, I'll be alright, because I will follow where I want to go. Says Hashem, Vayova Hashem Slechlo, the big punishment. What's this guy thinking? What's crossing his mind? Sholem Yali, we're not talking about a guy who's not Picurus. The guy who believes that he's out again, he's in Sholem Yali. How could that be? The answer is, he's also doing tshuva. He's also mending his ways. So what's so bad? It says the Sholem Eishet. This is the source for the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. Chamisha Dvarim Heim Noyalim Darkei Tshuva. There are five things that block the Tshuva. And one of them is HaPeiresh Min HaTzibur. Fishe Bezman Sheyasu Tshuva. He won't be with them. This is Shana Rambam. He's also doing tshuva, but not with the tzibur. He's by himself. That's Prati as well. I'm not bold with them. I will follow my own way. To do what we said before, the idea of tzibur. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, HaPoyrish Min HaTzibur Afa Bishe Loi Ova Averois, a person who separates him from the Tzibur even though he didn't do anything wrong, Ein Lo Chelek Loi Lama Po Mikimash Nivdal Me'adas Yisrael Ve'in Oisem Mitzvah Simoyen. Since he's separating himself from everyone else, not doing mitzvahs with them, Renichnas B'Tzarosam, doesn't care about them. Ein Lo Chelek Loi Lama Po. The idea of tzibur, being part of a tzibur. The Alta Mislabotka, Alta Mikelem, would say a person who wants to be zeichen in din should make himself be needed by the tzibur. What does that mean? Because a person, a yochid, as we said at the beginning, yochid, you could snap a cane by itself very easily. Part of a tzibur, you get the schus of a tzibur. How do you become part of a tzibur? It suggests a person should make himself needed by the tzibur. A person to open a gmach, be helping people, take on volunteer for the gabos. I'm getting a check afterwards about this in the gabos. But make yourself that you are the tzibur should need you. Then even though you're a yochid, but since the rabbim need you, you have the schus a rabbim. Pasuk of Ches, Hanistorais Lashem Elokeinu, Vanigrois Lonu Uzvenenu Adoilom Nasis Kol Divrei Torah Azois. Rabbeinu Bechaya brings a perush he heard from the Rambam, and he says the perush is a yakar v'sapir. This perush is a diamond. That's what the Rabbeinu Bechaya says about the following perush. What does it mean? Historis Hashem Elokeinu, Hanigas Lanu Lvanim. But in Rashi we saw it means historis a sin that the private individual does. That's Hashem Elokeinu. We don't know about. We're not responsible. Hanigas the sins that are known about. We are responsible. That's a Rashi learns. The name of Rambam he brings, Hanistorais Hashem Elokeinu. Says the Rambam. The nistoris, the soidos of the Torah, after Hashem, nistoris, the all the taimei mitzvahs, and all the olamos that the mitzvahs do, Hashem Elokeinu. If you know, im yiske, very nice. But ba'niglois, but the nigla of the mitzvah. That's Lanu Levanim. That's our responsibility. It's very nice to know the Nistarais, but it doesn't relieve you from your obligation to fulfill the Niglais. Like all sorts of places in Tel Aviv, learn Kabbalah. It's very nice to learn Kabbalah. Wonderful. But it doesn't help you to be Mechal Shabbos and do all the various Shabbat. And to learn Kabbalah, that's what the opposite of what the Pasuk is saying. Hanistoris Hashem Elokein. Maybe you want to know as well. Bakasha. Hanigrois Lanu Levanenu Adayom. That's our responsibility. We have to make sure that we're making the Shulchan Aruch properly. That's our absolute responsibility. Other stuff is a bonus. Well, we'll finish now. We'll finish for this year's shir. Our following shir will be about Prusbul. What about Prusbul? We have now mitzvahs Prusbul. What happens if You have old debts. Maybe you last round, maybe you had a tshuva who lent out money and he collected his money and he didn't write the postbill. Okay, and the question is, you have to give the money back. Since Shemitah it wiped out the choif, a person who collected his choif, he did collect the money. Is he a gazlan? Can he keep the money? Does he have to give it back? That's what we're going to discuss and more about Prusbul coming up now. Should we be certain things we shouldn't write the Prusbul about Dafka in Kain Mitzvah? That will be discussed in next year. Yeshua Koya, thank you very much. We should be Uzzecha, that the day should shine. We should get all the brachas and Zeicha to the Tshuva Shreima and to get a Shetich Leshano Kilo Leiseo, Batoch Leshano Birkei Seho, and be all Nigzar, Lechayim Toivim, or Leshalom. Thank you very much. Kol Tov.